Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Hey, guys, you know what would be fun?
What?
Bashing rich people.
Yes.
Oh, yay!
Why do you want to tear me down? Right. Why do you want to tear my...
There's one in the room, Amber.
Oh, right.
These are my people.
You're not Kardashian.
I'm not filthy rich like they are.
And you don't ever flaunt it.
No, uh-uh.
You are not a flaunter. You would have no idea.
What does that mean?
I'm going to pull up a chair and let Amber explain what she meant by that comment.
So just by looking at my attire or what I drive or my hairstyle, you can't tell that I put my money towards my looks or my appearance. Okay, I'll give you that
Correct.
One.
Correct.
Okay. Whatever.
Just saying.
Is it like what? It's like I
want. You don't want to flaunt it though. You're not the type of guy that flaunts.
Okay.
Yeah, because rich people don't use transition lenses.
The first time Amber, she was the first one to rip me on that. I'm like, oh man, because she's the fashionista. And I'm like, oh, I can't be seen in public every day.
Yeah, but you still got them.
I still wear them. I thought I was doing good having them because I came. I don't mean to take the show.
I mean this is the ditch we're in now.
I was outside having a cigarette. Sun. They turned dark. I go back inside. And I'm like, oh, I got my dark shade. I look cool in here. Amber, first thing, are those transition lenses? Yeah, why? They're cool, aren't they? If you're 70.
My grandma has those.
Yeah. Just because something costs more?
Yeah, we're rich people. I can afford them.
Yeah.
Okay, doesn't
mean you should
cool.
do it.
All right.
Not all add-ons make you look wealthy. We actually got started talking about your gross displays of wealth, and we want to hear what's... like. I doubt very many super rich people listen to us,
but
people who have to deal with the super rich probably listen to us.
Oh, there you go.
So we want to hear what's the grossest display of wealth you've ever seen. Kylie Jenner bought a $3 million Bugatti.
Good for her.
Retail therapy after a breakup.
That's what it is?
That's what she did just
break
up.
Yeah, it was her breakup gift to herself.
Good for her.
Casual.
Would anybody in this room, we win Mega Millions, would you buy, I mean, I'm going to go crazy on a house, but I am not buying a car for more than.
No.
Who?
Because I'd be afraid, if I'm driving, I'd be afraid to park it somewhere and go inside to a store.
Course.
Yeah, I would never want to leave it by itself.
Yeah, but she lives in L.A. I feel like it's a little different out there. And they've got valet everywhere.
That's true.
I'm
although,
not valeting a $3 million Bugatti. I'm not doing it.
Some 19-year-old punk, you're tossing your fob to
me.
Definitely taking it for a spin. There's no chance.
It's just to make him jealous then, you think?
Or
it's
I never thought of that.
I don't understand why.
She just has it. So she's like, why not?
I guess with the amount of money she has, her company's worth...
like $1 billion.
A billion, yeah. So,
well,
I mean...
I checked the price. It came down to, like, she's in the 900
million. 900
million.
Yeah, but then she also has all of the other stuff she does. So she's a billionaire.
She's earned it. She's 19. 19-year-olds have to learn to drive, too.
Oh, my God. So here's the other thing. We want to talk about, like, what you've seen that is just, it's disgusting. When you've seen, like,
sick amounts of wealth.
Yes. I've been to a party in one of the lofts downtown where the guy could get my favorite sushi restaurant, Sushi Sasa, got him to come in and make sushi. I mean, this isn't the grossest, and I'm sure you've been at a party like this, Amber.
Definitely.
Four or five models.
Oh, wow.
Completely naked. And, like,
what?
The sushi's on them.
Oh, one of those was heated off of their bod?
Yes. And I love Sasa, but I couldn't.
Because your wife was there, wasn't she?
No. No. But I mean, you don't eat it, do you? I can't eat it. Clean, it's like, well.
They all sweaty.
They're not
there.
Sweaty because it's cold sushi on you. But that, I mean, that's a gross, like it's saying, I don't care. That sushi probably cost him $80,000 that night.
To eat it
off all the stuff. And then.
For sure. I actually haven't been like a guest at a party like that. I used to cater waiter when I lived in L.A. So I was the waiter.
Oh, the Richie.
Oh, you have. So you've seen. weekend?
Oh, yeah. I did some celebrity parties, Paris Hilton's Malibu 4th of July thing.
Did you get to party too, or you just had to work?
No, I was passing out like cake pops and stuff to like Bradley Cooper. I'm like, oh, do you want a cake pop? I feel like a loser. Like
to Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
But you're not allowed to make extended eye contact, right? Because you're just the help.
Yeah, I was the help. So it's just, but he was very friendly.
Who was any D-bags?
Paris, on the other hand, she was very...
Paris.
Well, yeah. Well, literally all the stuff all over her house, her pillows had her face on it. Every picture was her and her dogs.
Dang.
It was, yeah.
That's a gross display of wealth right there.
It is, yeah. Even in the bathroom, it was pictures of her. It's like, why in the bathroom?
If you need to see you, yeah. Look in the mirror.
Right.
There's a place where you can...
Wow.
I like this a lot. Let's skip gross displays of wealth and just talk about Amazon. Okay, so if you've witnessed something disgusting, a gross display of wealth, we want to hear what it was. This is a common story, this one. People who buy a house, this happened here, I think, even, where you buy this like multi-million dollar home, and then you're like, wow, I wish I had a better view. So you buy the home next to it and knock it down.
You scrape it.
Wow.
Didn't Bill Gates buy like...
I think so. He scraped all the properties
around
him.
Well, Ed Sheeran has neighbors complaining about him, so he just like bought up all their properties. And was like, well, you won't complain now because I own you.
Gross problem solved.
Display of wealth. I remember seeing... Didn't we have somebody call in our show? And we were just talking about it not too long. Like, they bought it. Their 16-year-old, sweet 16, bought him like some kind of really nice car.
Oh, and he hated the color.
Yes. It was one of the fancy Beamers, like the I one.
Well, the electric one.
Although I think that only comes in blue.
It was sweet.
It was a really nice car. He didn't like it, so he drove it into a tree.
No.
Yeah.
Insurance and the parents kicked in for the color.
Yeah, mommy and daddy bought the right one.
They gave in?
Of course.
Wow.
Because what are you going to do? He's just going to keep crashing your expensive cars into trees until...
Mm-hmm.
God, I'm thinking of another one. Remember the sushi party? Everything revolves around sushi and wealth with me.
You really need some sushi in your
life. It was like, I do. Oh my God.
You're craving it.
Can we just go? No, it was a 9-year-old. It was a party for 9-year-olds.
Oh, you were in that.
At the fancy sushi restaurant that I just mentioned a while ago. I'm sitting in there. You know, you got to wait to get a table, whatever. Limo rolls up, like 10 9-year-olds get out. It's their 9th birthday party. They take up the back room.
Dressed to the nines.
Dressed to the nines, and like they're so, like, that's
sushi.
Disgusting.
Wow.
You're supposed to be at Chuck E. Cheese and getting tickets and getting inside the ball pit, and these guys are.
Yeah. I was watching a show, you might appreciate this, where they are so wealthy that her walk-in closet is an exact replica. Not Hermes store, but it's one of those high-end fashion stores. It's got the exact same shelving, exact same lighting, exact same...
Oh, like the underlighting on the shoes.
All that the store has. And that's her walk-in closet.
I see, again, I don't want it. I don't want the Bugatti. I don't want that. I just want...
It's a lot of responsibility.
I want a naked woman table in my
sushi.
House.
Sushi.
Him just making me sushi all day long.
Dude, that's a gross display of wealth.
All right, so we're going to give it, we're going to leave it over to you guys. We have, if you have anything disgusting you've seen, gross, we're not judging, right? Kendall or Kylie is okay for buying this.
Yeah, good for her.
Gross displays of wealth, call us right now. David?
Yay!
Gross displays of wealth.
Yes, I grew up in Aurora, not a very great part, but I worked hard on my GPA and stuff. I went to a very special private college where there was a lot of wealth that I didn't realize was going on. Freshman year, a girl whose parents bought her a house right near campus talked about how she missed London so much that one time she went, they imported one of those English phone booths.
No
what?
Way.
And on top of that, they brought one of those classic British cars. I can't even think of the model. I'm sorry. But classic British model cars that I can't even know how much it costs to get, let alone fly over to the United States.
Just because she was homesick.
What? No, not even homesick. She went there once. She's from the United States. She just
She just missed it from being there. Oh, my God, that's even worse.
Had to import England over to...
That's
dang. Well,
disgusting.
Baker Street has that same red phone
booth.
They
do have one of those. They're not light.
No, they are very sturdy.
It's not like an American phone booth. They're metal and like
big
legit.
And closed. Yes. A box.
Yes. That is
that's wicked.
Big red booth. It was crazy. And when she went sophomore year, she sold the house, left it there, and moved to a different house.
Gotta respect that.
Yeah, good for her. Thank you for the call, David. Cheyenne.
Yay.
What's your gross display of wealth?
I used to live in Evergreen, Colorado, and there's a mansion homeowner who had about a 2-mile dirt driveway. He owns one of the only Bugattis in Colorado, as well as 9 other supercars.
Nice.
He asked the city of Evergreen to pave his driveway. They said, get lost. So he hired a private company. It cost about $5 million to pave that driveway on its own.
A 2-mile-long driveway.
They wanted a Bugatti driving on dirt.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either. If you could afford a Bugatti and like...
You got to afford everything else that goes with it.
$5 million. I wonder if it's for that kind of money, it must have been heated almost.
You would hope, right?
Right. Oh, I would hope so. Out there in Evergreen, too.
Dude, real quick, we had a coworker
yeah?
whose dad had a best friend who needed his driveway paved. He called the people from the Indianapolis 500 Raceway.
Shut your face.
To tar his driveway.
With that kind of.
Yes, the same materials they use on the racetrack.
Oh.
I know.
So you've got a little piece of. Wow.
I wonder if they put a little strip, that brickyard strip at the end of the driveway, right?
That is awesome. Thank you for the call. Nick?
Yay.
Gross display of wealth.
So this was years and years ago. I think I was like 16 or 17, and me and one of my good friends at the time were in Denver, and his dad owned a car dealership in town.
A car dealership?
We got out of his really nice Corvette that he had at the time, and a panhandler saw us get out, so he came up and asked us for money, and owed him $5 or anything. He like walked 10 feet away, and he goes, this is what I think of you begging for money, and lit a $100 bill up.
He lit it on fire.
What?
Like legit. Yeah.
Instead of giving it to the.
That's gross gross.
Talk to him.
Yeah, what a D.
Just give it. Oh yeah. My God.
Right.
But to just.
Be able to light a $100.
That's
pretty impressive.
It's cool if you're doing it to light a cigar.
It's a federal offense, but still, it's not.
No.
You're defacing money. You're
is that really
enough,
true?
You're destroying currency.
But they've never arrested anybody for it in the history of the... Look at you just nodding. Yeah, I think they have. Yeah, there's probably a guy doing time up in Supermax. He's tore a 50. I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
You're right. They're not going to...
Yeah, that's disgusting.
No. Yes.
Emily?
Yay.
Gross display of wealth.
So I grew up in South Florida, and the area was primarily Jewish, so... I went to a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs as a kid.
Yeah.
And they were super extravagant. I had gone to one that was race car themed, and we had Jeff Gordon come, and we got to take a picture.
Jeff Gordon came to the race car themed bar
mitzvah. NASCAR Jeff Gordon.
NASCAR Jeff Gordon. I mean, we got a picture with him. Everybody tried to top somebody. We had a circus at one. Full elephants, camels, like, you took a picture with them, you get to ride on top of them. You get the invitation, and it would be a live butterfly that would just...
One of those.
Oh, my
right.
God.
Dang.
It was a party for your parents to show how well you,
yes.
you know, were off. But it was a 13-year-old, like, not a sweet 16, but it was 13.
That is a gross. I mean, but every culture does it. Like, we're the only culture that really doesn't do it. Like, I have Mexican friends, and they're like the quinceañera or whatever
stuff,
you call it.
You're right.
So I know some people who just spent $60,000 on that.
You just attended that was
$60,000. That was a
Asian.
Wedding.
Yeah, that was an Asian one.
But I'm talking quinceañera. I'm probably butchering the name. I know it means 15, but like yeah 60 grand. Like so then. What's their wedding going to be like?
Exactly.
Like you got to top
parents,
that.
Yeah, the
you
parents
just set
have
the
to...
bar. Ryan.
Yeah.
Gross display of wealth.
Hey, I work in a pretty wealthy area in Castle Rock. So these guys, they bought a house. They got the entire house demolished, demoed, and had a house rebuilt on the same area, all because their master bedroom window wasn't facing their koi pond.
Wait a second. Don't move the koi pond.
Yeah, don't move
the window.
The fish are comfortable. Rip the house. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.